We have heard the voice of freedom. How he calls prodigal daughters out of darkness, pulling them away from heavy-handed grasp of bondage, unlocking chains of being weak-willed and demon-filled, as well those late nights when we are willing to eat temptation up like ice cream, straight out of the container. Unsettling how we can't contain her, but amazing how Christ's power constrains her. Remember, we have communed with fullness, how he resuscitates us when we are left impoverished, heals our greatest need, sometimes allowing physical suffering to link arms with us, so that we might fall into the everlasting arms of him and whom we trust. Our pool of Bethesda, who revives us when our fossil faith is dirt dry like brittle bones in Sahara, when the feast feels far removed and we chew on emptiness intimately, like the red velvet rope separating the poor on Thanksgiving, not knowing he has prepared everlasting food for you through his crimson cord. He is so giving. An eternal meal is here because the bread of life is near. Never forget, we have sweetly tasted fruitfulness. Regardless of our circumstances, persecutions, difficulties, or imprisonments, we can still preach Christ for the sake of reaching the nations and bear pleasant fruit despite our trying situations. Never forget, when you leave here, you can summons your Savior when you return home and find your soul surrounded by serpents. When love remains dormant in the belly of our heart like dried cement, we can refuse to choose to listen to her lies whispered down the hallways of our mind. Her slithery acoustics, which speak of independence. She says, although you are saved, your actions cannot change. She serenades you with make-believe. Crazy the things she tries to make you believe, but Jesus made us, so it is him we must believe. True woman, as we soon scatter from here, like seeds blown in the wind, returning to our ordained battlefields, may we walk away as warriors. Women willing to war against wickedness because it was won by the one who is worthy. He's our wonderful counselor when the word's body was engraved by wrath on wood. May we walk away and wake up tomorrow and every day thereafter, clinging to his word, bring praise to his name, since Jesus fulfills each of the three. See, he is fullness, fruitfulness, and freedom. You see, he is our life-giving tree. He will never be bound or given to sin. He is the one who is eternally free. His holiness testifies to his purity. See, he was the only one able to uphold the law. And when he chose to become sin, it was out of love for his bride. Although they put him in the grave, we can now say he is alive. Amen. And he is the epitome of fullness, the origin of all goodness. Never empty or needy. He didn't make man because he was lonely. He is the one who is eternally complete. Why would the one in whom all things hold together need to sit at someone else's feast when he himself is intrinsically whole, has food to eat that to us is unknown? He feasts on himself since he is God alone. And he is the most fruitful of all, always displaying the fruits of the Spirit since they originate in him. He resurrected because death couldn't hold him, since the wages of sin wasn't owed to him. So he will never be bound. His throne is pure all around. Can't even tempt, let alone have a bitter bone in him. So he is love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. He is goodness and forbearance. He is a beautiful harvest. His virtue is inherent and his holy attributes are marvelous. He's free, he's full, he's fruitful forever. That's the way it has been and will always be. So may we find ourselves hidden in Christ our treasure, becoming true woman who are full, fruitful, and free. Bless you.